DJW Mobile.
Copy 4 DJW Mobile.
ND7J.
Hey, Bob, I had my volume turned down. Did I step on anybody?
I've done that myself. And no, I think I put my call sign out there, and like as soon as I unkeyed, you must have keyed at the same second. It was almost sounded rehearsed.
Okay, so you knew. Yeah, I normally have it turned up, but I was just meeting with a guy selling one of Robert's radios, and I turned it down because it was making noise, and I didn't realize I turned it down and until I keyed up and I didn't hear a beep, and I looked at it, and the volume was all the way to the bottom.
Down for a phone call, and then get out of the truck, come back in, turn the radio back on, throw my call sign out, and realize I turned the volume down.
Any mountaintop activations?
Other than Nancy Mountain, but I don't think you can call that a true activation. There's some specifics as to how many feet from the top of the peak, I think, and there's some specifics there, if I'm not mistaken, but the highest that I probably operated from was at Fred's place up there, Nancy Mountain.
So with aerial a few times and activate some mountaintops, or just go activate some mountaintops, one way or another. And I looked at that Zygo's G90, and Robert had one. I just sold it. So he's got another one. There's a Reliant or something like that, SDR HF backpacking radio. They're pretty cool radios. Anyway, only one of those left of his stuff. Just sold one. So I won't be activating mountaintops with that one. You can't buy everything.
Places to actually do that locally, like around here, there's several mountaintops. I don't quite know what the criteria is where you have to get. I think you have to get within so many feet of the peak or something for it to be on the air type thing. What they're doing there, I can't remember.
Saw that too when I was really wanting to get into it, how many feet and the contortions that they went through, some of them. So I saw it at the Greer Club one time, a long, long time ago. Maybe it was at the Greer Club. Maybe somebody from the Greer Club came over to the Greenwell Club and gave a presentation on that. It was very interesting, very inspiring. You attend one of those meetings and you want to go out the next morning mountaintop activating.
And I don't know if they could let us ride our bikes or something, or maybe somebody could drive me to the mountaintop, and then I could activate it. That walking and hiking like Ariel does, he gets pretty extreme. He's in good shape.
The limiting criteria for me, too, I would want to take a bigger battery, a longer time, whereas sometimes I've seen Ariel show things that would normally weigh a ton, and he's got a version of them that doesn't weigh much of anything at all, like the thing that holds the antenna up in the sky for a vertical or something like that, and he's got really lightweight stuff, and I guess the battery would be your heaviest, but the lithium polymer batteries aren't that heavy compared with the punch that they give you.
Operate for 3 or 4 hours, you know, whatever, make whatever amount of contacts they need to make or whatever, and move on to another mountaintop. They'll do several in a day.
And he had some software that would show you, like if you put it on your tablet and you hold your tablet up and you point it at a mountain, or you point the back of it at a mountaintop, and it tells you what mountaintop that is. That was pretty cool software.
Something like that existed, but that would be very cool. That'd be cool just to have, even if you weren't activating.
On other mountaintops, and you're all doing a coordinated effort, you could look right at, you could point the antenna right at the right mountain just using your iPad to figure out what mountaintop that is. Because, you know, people guess, but I don't put a whole lot of faith in somebody's ability to know exactly which mountaintop is which when you've got a dozen of them out there that you're looking at.
Back in some topo maps, even, you'll see little mountaintops even around my place that, you know, nobody even knows what they are. It looks like a bump in the earth, but they call it a mountaintop, a bump or something.
Home, so I'm going to let you go, but anyway, good talking to you. Stay safe, stay warm up there. It's raining down here in Greer.
Here. Yeah, it's raining here, too. It's going to be an all-day rain event here, so I'm going to be I'm running to the store and stuff and pretty much going to be playing radio today. Have a good morning. ND7J Mobile.
EJ, that'd be clear.
Hey, N4ZLK.
How you doing?
Well, I had a question. I think about this sometimes. Are you familiar with that little area up there near Edneyville called World's Edge?
It's just like right by my house.
My wife loves it up there. We've taken some friends up there, taken our kids up there, and it's a nice little drive and just kind of hang out and an easy hike.
I don't think it's very short from where you can actually stop and you kind of walk. But yeah, that's a pretty cool spot. Not a lot of people know about it.
Hello.
Yeah, they'll all be going, where's that? They'll be Google searching.
On Google. I don't think it's on Apple map, but it is on Google if you search it.
I didn't look there, so. How you been doing? Everything been going all right?
Just working and bought a new radio yesterday and trying to get that up and running. Had a little discussion this morning with Dave already, so I think I have an overly sensitive power supply.
Pretty possible. And I've got a spare down here if you need to borrow it to try it out. It's a switching power supply, but you're welcome to borrow it if you'd like.
Offers already, and I'm actually thinking about if there's still one available, just going ahead and getting it. The price is pretty good, and I could use it eventually anyway.
But it never hurts to have a spare power supply, I'll tell you that. Shane, I got to run into the post office real quick. If you give me a couple minutes, I'll be right back out. ND7J.
If not, good to hear you. N4ZLK. KX, Patrick, are you there? N4ZLK.
Hey, KX, I'm here, Shane.
Thanks, could you give me a call just quickly? I mean, it's not important, just sometime today.
No problem. Give me a few minutes to finish up this stop, and I got a little drive, and I'll take care of that.
I'll talk to you then. And I'm not far from where I'm going, so... I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
K04HKX, and I'll be clear. 73, Shane.
Mobile. I'm into my dock here, so I'll talk to you later, but good to hear you this morning. N4ZLK.
All right, Shane. Yeah, good luck with the radio, and stay safe on the road. ND7J Mobile.